Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 304 for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Thursday, seeing a downward correction following Wednesday's sharp advances. The canola market was anywhere from $4 to $6 lower, May down $6 at $463.50 per ton. Speculators were also bailing out of their positions and taking profits after making a good chunk of money on the old crop, new crop spread. Further spillover pressure came from the decline seen in outside oil seeds, including the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil futures. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar added to the bearish tone as it made canola more expensive to crushers and exporters. However, commercial demand for canola remained steady, which helped to limit the declines. The need to keep weather premiums in the market also provided some support for the new crop contracts. Milling wheat, German barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybeans were lower, trading anywhere from 1 to 4 cents softer. May was down 1.25 cents at $9.91.5 a bushel. Disappointing weekly export sales data put downward pressure on values. The large global oil seed supply situation was also bearish, though worries that more logistics problems will occur in South America going forward limited the declines. Corn futures were weaker, reacting to worries that strength in the U.S. dollar index will slow demand for the U.S. commodity. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents softer, May down 1.75 cents at $3.89.25 per bushel. Disappointing weekly export sales data from the USDA were also bearish, as were worries about slowing domestic feed demand due to an avian flu outbreak. However, expectations of smaller U.S. planted acreage this spring and spillover from the gains in wheat limited the downside. Wheat values were stronger in Chicago, underpinned by continued short covering after the USDA pegged smaller than expected U.S. and world-ending stocks for 2014 in their report on Tuesday. Values were anywhere from 6 to 12 cents higher, May up 8.5 cents at $5.07.5 per bushel. Concerns about dry weather harming U.S. winter wheat crops added to the bullish tone, as did news of production problems for wheat in the Black Sea region. However, the large global supply situation and a continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. supplies tempered the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 12th, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Taryn Shields.